I will draw them up. Right. If I be lifted up, I will draw them where I'm at. I will pull them away from the world and bring them to me. I'm here to tell you it is a process becoming a Christian. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. No man came to me except the Father. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me. Draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is the Spirit of God that draws us. Hallelujah. To looking for solutions to our problem. You may not know God. You may not ever heard of God. But I am here to tell you that when you get bit by the things of this world and God wants you, he's going to draw you to somebody who will bring you to him. There's nobody here. I think maybe Brother Charlie perhaps be the only one that was on a tugboat and the Lord just kind of spoke to him. He'll be our Apostle Paul. But everybody else had somebody else that brought you to God. And they drew you. And God has a tremendous drawing power that's greater than anything else in the world. It's like the lady said, I've spent everything I've got and I'm not the better if I can but touch him. She was drawn to him in her sickness. Wow. As they come tonight, there's an old song. I'd like to sing another one of them old songs, Draw Me Nearer. Now, Brother Valentine, you kind of messed my sermon up. I'm going to do the best I can to patch it back together. Jesus told his disciples to follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. They had been throwing a net and drawing it in, and it's empty all night long. And when they first heard this, Peter says, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. The word toil in all these settings in the Bible means to work without God. We call it in LeBlanc spinning your wheels. You're not going anywhere. We have toiled all night. It's to labor in vain is what toiling is. We have toiled all night and caught nothing. But when he said, cast the net on the other side and you shall find, they couldn't draw it in. And then they were drawn to this man. Now watch. They were drawn to him because, Lord, I'm a wicked man. They were drawn to him, Brother Johnson, because they thought he had all the answers to all their problems. I'm going to hang with Jesus. They thought if I could just stay with Jesus, my troubles are over. He's probably going to replace Herod, and I'll sit on the right, and you can sit on the left, and we're going to rule, reign, kings, judges. I can't wait. It's easy to be drawn to people that can help you. That's why he said, when you have a feast, it kind of got to me. You read that scripture. He said, when you have a feast, don't call your neighbors, your friends, or your relatives. Call the poor and the needy. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I got some work to do. I got some work to do. And so they were drawn to him. But when the times got hard, Peter withdrew himself and began to follow Jesus at a distance. Even went into the courtroom and sat in the back to see what the end would be. I don't know him. I know. I may have seen him a time or two, but I really, I don't know. And he withdrew back to the boat. He went back to what he used to do. He said, I go fishing. Here we are again in the boat with these seven guys. I go fishing. We go with you. And here they are again. And he comes to them again and says, have you any meat? And they said, nothing. No. Toiling again. What God is drawing you out of is toiling. So that you don't go all your life and be unproductive. He was drawing them out of toiling. And so when they cast their net out, boom, they had it. It was full. He said, see? So he drew him to the bank. And he said, now, Peter, do you love me? See, that's the greatest drawing power in the world. Do you love me because of the fish, or do you love me because I've drawn you to me? Will you feed my sheep? Do you love me? He said, yea, Lord, you know that I love you. He said, then feed my lambs. Why call ye me Lord and do not the things that I say? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Because love, Brother Valentine, has the greatest drawing power of anything. Christ, God so loved the world, he was drawn to earth. Love drew him off of a throne. And brought him to the cross. So that whosoever looked on him, as Moses lifted up the serpent, so if I be lifted up, I'll draw you like I was drawn down. I'll draw you up like I was drawn down. And I'll receive you unto my own. Hallelujah. If I'm lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. As the old song says, draw me nearer, nearer, precious Lord. How close do you want to get to the cross? Do you know who was there at the cross? John, the disciple he loved. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary Magdalene, who had cast out the seven devils of. And if I'm not mistaken, another. Those that loved him were drawn to him. Hallelujah. Do you love me? If you love me, you're drawn to me. Hallelujah. As you stand tonight, I wish you could remember that God drew you out of darkness. He drew you out of a family and that didn't even know God. Drew you out of darkness into this what? Marvelous light. That we could shew forth his praises. Hallelujah. Can you thank him tonight for drawing you out of one in a million, one in 10 million, one out of your family? God drew you. How close do you want to get to God? Hallelujah is up to you. How much do you love him will tell me how close you get to the cross. So draw me nearer, nearer, precious Lord, to your bleeding side. Hallelujah.
Draw me
near. Draw me nearer.
Nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me
draw me
nearer, oh, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy presence.
Why don't you raise your hands right there and say, God, draw me nearer, Lord. Hallelujah.
I remember, you know, we used to have church, and, you know, we live in such a different world today, Brother Artie, and we used to have church. I remember getting home at 10, 11 o'clock, and it would be one person down there at the altar, and it's like, I wish they'd hurry up and get the Holy Ghost so we could go home. We got up, went to work, and went to school, and found that to be a way of life. We went back to service for months. Had a Monday night off now, about once a month, in case we got tired, you know. You remember that, Brother Johnson? We were drawn. Drawn to God. Now there's so many other things drawing us. This generation, the reason I got such a burden for these kids, there's so many things drawing at them. If it ain't for a mama, I'm tell you what, that little boy got the Holy Ghost, but I'm going to tell you, that mama worked with that child. I'm going to give credit where credit's due. And read him Bible stories from the day she got in the church. I bought her one of these little old books that you, Bible stories, my mama read to me. She read that thing. I just read Samson. I don't know how many times probably to him. He liked Samson. Kids like Samson. You know, Noah's Ark and all that. But just a few weeks earlier, he was writing letters to God. She brought them to work. Dear God, I want the Holy Ghost real bad. Drawn to want it. And we walked up the stairs. He said, are we going to get to pray for the Holy Ghost today? I said, we sure are. And I preached him a little sermon, Brother Terry. And, you know, you got to break through. So, you know what breaking through is? You know, you get the flesh is there, and you got to get through that flesh. And we just kept praying. We kept praying. We could have quit any time and said we had a good service. But we just kept praying, and little arms were still up, and the least began to cry. And I'm telling you, least kind of brought the presence of the Lord, and I'm serious. And she began to tell her mama, I can't feel my legs, mama. I can't feel my legs. Because they're teaching this child that they need the Holy Ghost at an early age. And so she's drawn. She's telling her mama, I want the Holy Ghost. She's telling her daddy, I want the Holy Ghost. Because they're teaching them to be drawn to the things of God. And at least, telling you, next time. And other kids were praying. Oh God, I remember lingering at the late night, everybody just about gone, and then all of a sudden, Sister Baggett, a wave would come through there. That little boy went through so many waves, I thought we was gonna collapse. He put his little arms down there, and then, ooh, here we go again, and there would be another little wave of glory, and he'd be speaking in tongues, and then and then another wave would come in. You remember them waves of glory? They're still here. I said, they're still here. They're still here. You just got to find somebody drawn, somebody that don't want to quit, and somebody that don't want to give up. You know who saw all the signs and the wonders at the cross? The ones that lingered. They that lingered at the cross saw the sun was darkened, the mountains were rent, the wind picked up, and those that lingered looked around and said, truly, he was the Son of God. It's worth sometimes just, if something kind of going on, I won't be part of it. I don't know about you, but I won't be part of it because I'm drawn to the things of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm wasting your time now. I'm sorry. I love y'all. I appreciate you so much. It's 8:31. Hallelujah. How many men did we have in prayer meeting last night? Anybody count? 14 men, good prayer meeting, feast after that. I'm glad when men are drawn together. Hallelujah. Drawn together. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm thankful for your blessings tonight. I'm thankful for your mercy. I am so thankful, God, for this congregation that you drew out from the world. You set them apart to be sanctified and to be called your own. Glory to God. Thank God for the children of God that you draw out. Hallelujah. You draw some out of bars. You draw some out of the water. You drew some out of the different places in the land and out of all kinds of dysfunction that the world had. You drew them out and you brought them into a place of peace and truth and tranquility. Glory to God. Let us never forget, God, where you brought us from and where we could be if it wasn't for the presence of our God. Hallelujah. God, I pray in closing for all these parents whose children are not. I hear the cry of Cindy. I hear the cry of Brother George. I hear these parents crying out. Hallelujah. I hear the cry of Sister Richards for her children, Lord. Hallelujah. I pray, God, that some way, somehow, you draw them. You draw them, Lord. I don't know if you got to stir them up or what you got to do, but I believe the parents are willing to, God, do whatever you got to do, but draw my kids back to the house of God. Hallelujah. Let them come searching. Let them say, what time does your church start? Hallelujah. We give you all the praise and the glory, God, for all you're doing. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Be careful going home. It's cold and rainy.